One of the subplots in the Gilas Rus is the question of Rus's permissibility lovo lakahal, amoni velo amonis, moavi velo moavis, the Gemara Yavamas ayin vavam abeis, to ayin zayin abeis, and that was a whole discussion that seemed to be a halacha that wasn't yet resolved in the time of Boaz. The whole story with Doeg generations later and the David HaMelech status. This was something that was very much at play in Megillas Rus, that Ploni Almoni didn't want to proceed because of the concern of the Heter Lakal, etc. There's a fascinating narrative that is described in a Sefer HaTodah, Eliyahu Kitov, which is a Sefer I probably haven't looked at in over 20 years, but I thank Rabbi Danny Rapp for pointing out this Mar Malkum to me. He puts together a few different relatively late sources that are post-Chazal, or maybe pseudo-Chazal, and puts it together in the following narrative. I wasn't able to source every detail here to the earlier sources, but the way he describes it is as follows, and you have it in your Mar Mekomos, third and second to last page. So he describes, and we'll see where some of the sources come from in a few moments, that Yishai is already a father to a large family, six sons and two daughters. And suddenly he begins to have second thoughts as to whether he's actually Mutter Lakal. He has second thoughts as to whether Boaz is actually correct in paskening that there's no Issa Lakal of marrying a Moaviah. And he's torn. He doesn't know what to do. So he's parish from his wife, because maybe after all these years, the Lacha was paskened incorrectly. He's parish from his wife, but he feels bad because he wants to have more children. He's parish from his wife for a few years. His children know about this. So he decides that he's going to do the following. He has a Shivcha Kananis in his house. So he says to her, Harei mishukhreres li al tanai. If I'm kasha lava bakal, then your shikhr is an absolute shikhr, and you can marry me like a regular Jewish woman. And if I'm not kasha lava bakal, then you remain a shivcha kananis. A shivcha kananis is mutaris to someone who's asa lakal. We'll see that in a few moments as far as the mamzer, which is a classic application, but would apply to a Moavi, or the descendant of a Moaviyah, if a Moaviyah was Asur Lakahal, so it would apply to Yishai as well. So he says, as such, you're Mishachravis Al Tanai, either you're Shechel Kananis, either I'm Asur Lakahal and you're Shechel Kananis, or I'm Asur Lakahal and you're a bona fide Jew. Fine. Then, what happened? Yishai's wife, who he had been parish from for a number of years, was upset about this situation, and she wanted to have more children with him. So she saw what happened with the Shifcha, and she says, let's do a switch. She says to the Shifcha, when he's expecting you to come at night, let's switch. It'll be dark, no one will know the difference. So instead of the Shifcha coming to Yishai, Yishai's original wife comes to him, and she becomes pregnant with the son that's going to become David HaMelech. A few months later, people realize that she's pregnant, and her sons, the first six sons, who understand that the father is Parish, suspect that she was Mizana. And they want to kill her. They want to kill their mother for being Mizana and the unborn child. So Yishai says, don't do that. And Yishai at that point was unaware of the switch himself. So he says, leave her alone until she has a baby. People shouldn't be mostly lies on you. And that baby that's born will be Ma'us ve'eved lachem. So that's what happens. David HaMelech is born. And that's what the Pasuk says. And turn to the last page of the Mar Mekomos. This is the Chidah's Perish on Tehillim Yosef Tehillos, which is one of the sources for Eliyahu Kitov's narrative. Pasuk says, Samach Tes, Muzar Hayisi Le'achai, V'nachri Livnei Imi. So take a look at the Chidah's Perish there. Matsasi, in a Sefer Kanmon, the Shehevim, the Rabbi Seinu Zachon Levracha, the Sefer that he quotes is Yalkut HaMakiri. Yalkut HaMakiri is a very late collection that represents being a collection of Chazals, but it's published apparently in the 14th century. And the narrative there leaves out the Moavis piece of the puzzle. It describes the narrative there in the Sefer Yalkut HaMakiri. This is on the pasuk Evan Masu Abonim Haisala Rosh Pina. Plegi Batreya Maraibi Maravah, the Machlokas HaMaravah Neres Yisrael, Chadamar David Ben Ahuva Haya, Chadamar David Ben Snua Haya. And then it describes how Yishai, it doesn't present this Al Tanai Cheshbon, how Yishai was parish from his wife, and he took a Shifcha, but it doesn't explain the context the way we just explained it. And then there was that issue with David HaMelech, who was perceived to have been born out of a relationship of Nus. But back to the Chida over here. Yishai tov l'shevchasa v'gilsa l'ishtav v'nishtanes v'chashev shi yashevcha b'ay levin is abram did v'yadu habanim shaya yishai parash v'ishto amulah rei imanu har l'znudim v'rosam l'harga lo l'ubra amulah amviyem hanichula sh'teleid v'lo tersi laz aleichem v'yavlad mos v'ever lechem. And that's pshat in the pasuk here. Muzar hayisi l'achai, they thought I'm a mamzer. V'nachril of Naomi, and I was a stranger to my brothers who were choshed on my mother that she was mizana. Ad kan, the narrative of Sefer HaTodah, based on a little bit of this chida, the Yalkut HaMakiri, is a reference to Ramami Panu, which I couldn't find. That is what's described over here. So let's talk a little bit about the application of such an idea of using a Shifcha Knanis to get out of a Yichus problem, a Heter Lakal problem, or even making a Shifcha Knanis Al Tanai. So the source for this is the Gemara, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Samach Tesam and Aleph, first page of the Marmar Komos. Mishnah says, Reb Tarfin Omer Yecholin Mamzer Only Tar. So Mamzer's Aser Lava Lakal, but there's a way out. What's the way out? Ketzad, Mamzer Shinasa Shifcha Havlad Eved. So if a Mamzer marries a Shifcha, the Vlad is an Eved. Shichru, if you're Meshachru, that Vlad, Nimsa Ben Chorin. And then that Ben Chorin is Mutar Lava Bakal without any restriction. Reb Lazer argues, the Gemara says, we paskin like Reb Tarfon, Yichol Mamzer Litar, Afilu Lichachila. So that's the way out. A Mamzer's Aser Lava Lakahal. But if a mamzer marries a shivcha, the vlad will be an eved, and then you could be b'shachar that eved, and he becomes a ben chorin, and is mutar lakal without restriction. Okay, now the parallel halacha, in terms of who a mamzer is let to marry, is marrying a giyores. So let's talk about that for a few moments, then we'll come back to yichol mamzerim litar. Take a look at the second page of the Marmar Kombos, Evne Ezer Simen Dalid, which is a simen of mamzeris, Se'if Kaf Beis. Ger ve'evin meshuchrar mutarim b'mamzeres. A ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. V'chein mamzer mutar b'giyores u'b'mishuchrares. A mamzer can marry a mishuchrares. Mishum and the giyores. Mishum the kal gerim lo ikri kal. However, v'avlan mamzer. So it's true that a mamzer is allowed to marry a giyores. So they could have a very happy marriage, but if they have kids, the kids are going to be mamzerim, and the kids won't be in such a favorable position. Take a look at the Beis Shmuel there, Sivkat and Lamed Hay. Nir Ali, what does he mean? Mutter. Mutter, Haina Mitzan Mamzeres. Ein Isser. So there's no Isser to marry for the Mamzer to marry Gioris. Avami Kamakam, Aser, Laharbof Mamzerim. But there's a separate problem. If they're going to have children, then they're being Marba Mamzerim. Kibanafe Mamzerim. And that's not a good idea. Whether it's a formal Isser or not, there's a discussion. We don't find this formal source for an Isser being Marba Mamzerim. But at the very least, Rabbi Shmuel is saying it's not a good idea. So a potential Eitza for a Mamzer would have been to marry a Gioris, but that's not going to leave you in such a great position with the children. So contemporary posts discuss, maybe there's a way out of that too. You have a Mamzer who marries a Gioris. Let's say they have children through artificial reproductive means. So that's Reb Moshe's famous tshuva, Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Aleph. Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Aleph. Reb Moshe argues, which itself is a chiddush, that the din of Havlad Holech Achar Psul. Generally, we assume if you have a union of two partners, one of them is a Psul, one's a Kasher, the Vlad takes the status of the Psul. So that din of Vlad Achar Psul, Ramosha argues, is only true if the Vlad is a product of a normal Maisabia. However, if Nisabra Bambati, in a case where there's something short of a normal Maisabia, so even if it is the Zera of the father, who let's say is a Mamzer, that doesn't create mamzeris for the Vlad. So according to Ramosha, it should follow that the way out of this problem, if you want to have a mamzer marry a giyaris and have children and mamzerim, would be to exercise some form of birth control and have children through artificial reproductive measures. Rabbi Sandrovic has a shuv about this Aseh B'samim Simin Vav, but he points out Ramosha is not muskam, and there are potentially two levels of Chiddush and Ramosha. You could have a situation, Shlomo Zalman, for example, argues in Mincha Shlomo, Tinyana Simen Kuf Kaf Dalid, Tinyana Simen Kuf Kaf Dalid, that you could have the din of Vlad Holech Achav Sol would apply even a situation in which the Zera comes out as part of a Maisibia, even if it doesn't go directly into the woman. So if you were to perform some kind of artificial insemination or IVF where the Zera is procured through a Maisibia, which is the optimal option for such procedures, then that would still create a problem of Mamzeris. Now theoretically, there are suboptimal ways of procuring Zara, which even according to Rishon Zalman may not result in Mamzeris, but you have to figure out those details. So theoretically, if you assume like your Moshe, that would be an option if you have a Mamzer that is looking to get married and you can't solve the Mamzeris problem, to marry Gioris and have children through artificial reproductive measures. I'm not offhand aware of a situation in which that was done, but you know, Rabbi Willig, from time to time, does mention that as a possibility. In theory, the cleaner way would be Ardin in the Mishnah in Kedushin. That's Siv Kuf over here. Mamzer Baal Akum, Havlat Akum, Im Niskaira Harek Yisrael, Im Baal Shivka Vlad Eved, Nishtachar Eben Chorin. So that's the din of Rabbi Tarfon Yechol Mamzerim Litar. Lefikach, Mamzer Nosei Lechachila Shivcha Shekibla La Mitzvos V'Tav L'Shem Avdus L'Hatir Banav Sheshacharu V'Yum Tarm Yisrael. So the cleanest way to have a Mamzer marry in a fashion that'll be able to have children not Mamzerim would be to have a Shivcha Kananis who is Mekabel Mitzvos Tavelus L'Shem Avdus. Then they'll have children who are avadim, and eventually you'll be mishachar, the children who are avadim, and they'll be bona fide Jews.
Who says he's allowed to marry a shivcha or a kai?
Good question. Take a look at the Beis Shmuel here in Sivkatan Lamed Aleph. So Beis Shmuel presents a machlokas Rishonim about that. Lashon Rambam v'lo gazru al shivcha l'mamzer mimnei tekanus avlat. So for normal people, we don't allow marrying a shivcha, but because it's a kind of savlad, we weren't gozer. Mashma, to have a mitaris mizakush and saran, ech mamzer nosa shivcha, lo chayiv kol mitzvah, satirates, mishin to kind of savlad itiru, lo tamo ozel isri deleka isri deraisa b'shivcha. So these Rishonim hold, the Rambam holds, the way the Beis Shmuel presents it, that we're only talking about Nisa Durabana anyway. A Yisrael marrying a shivcha is only Nisa Durabana. Not generally advised, but only the Rabbanan. So, B'makam, Takanas Avlad, that's the only way that he'll be able to have children. So then, we relax at Issa the Rabbanan and allow a Mamzer to marry a Shivcha. Aval, Rabbeinu Tam, Ike Issa Deraisa. Rabbeinu Tam holds that for a regular Yisrael to marry a Shivcha is an Issa Deraisa. Mishim Hachi, Tzarech Litin Atam, Hadam, Rutu B'Shivcha, Mishim Nusiv, Lo Ya Kadesh, B'Zeh Kadesh Omid. Why? Even if it's an Issa Deraisa, what's the source of Issa Deraisa? Lo Yakadesh. And this is already the fact that the Mamzer is a Mamzer, if he's going to be a Kadesh, that's not diminishing from his current status. It's all the same. Okay. So that's the heter of Yechol Mamzer Litar to advise a Mamzer to find a theoretically, either a woman who's in a conversion process who was interested to be Megayer, so he'll convince her not to be Megayer the normal way, just to become a Shifcha Kananis, or find some nice non-Jewish woman and convince her that this is what she would want to do. So this is a discussion in Achronim. How practical is this suggestion? Is it in fact ever practical? There's a long correspondence, Minchas Yitzchak, with the Chalkas Yaakov, in Chelek Hei Minchas Yitzchak, beginning with Simen Mem Zayim, where the Minchas Yitzchak addresses some of the potential stumbling blocks towards paskening Lemaisa, that a mamzer can marry a Shivcha Kananis. The biggest stumbling block is the fact that in most of civilized society, in fact, now in all of civilized and uncivilized society, slavery is prohibited. As Reb Shechter quotes from the Rav said, Lincoln freed all the slaves. And Lincoln didn't free all the slaves in the world, but between Lincoln and the 1980s, every country in the world abolished slavery. So that's a potential Dina de Mochus Adina problem. Even to the extent that, if you assume that Dina de Mochus Adina is operative in this case, then the Kenyan Abdus wouldn't be Chal. You know, there's no mechanism for having a Shivcha Kananis, because how is the Kenyan going to work to begin with? So most Achronim seem to assume that Dina de Mechus Adina is in fact operative. The Minchas Yitzchak, the Yosher Poskim, they quote a Mabit in Tshuva, I think is Simon Chele Beis Simon Kuf Sadites. Chele Beis Kuf Sadites, he references the Tshuva Sarashba, who has a distinction in Dina Malchus Adina between something that is legislated by the monarch, where Dina Malchus Adina is operative, and something that's legislated by the courts. And the courts have a lower authority to invoke or to invoke Dina Malchus Adina. If you have something, they don't have separation of powers the way we do. So if you have something that is legislated by the courts, that's not necessarily Dina de Malchus, because it doesn't come from the king. So according to that, the Mabit seems to reference a case in Constantinople where they did this and they allowed a mamzer to marry a shifcha. I think slavery might have been legal. The way it's presented there, it sounds like it was only illegal in a certain place, but in most places it was still legal. I think there is evidence of proper Evet Kananis in Turkey well into the 1700s or 1800s. That's besides the point. But in our society, the world that we live, generally, most Poskim seem to assume that Dina de Malchus Adina would be operative, and therefore there's no way that this Kenyan could be Chal. I seem to recall that in a contemporary halacha, when I was in Smicha, Mordechai Tendler, who's probably talking about electricity and Shabbos or something, mentioned that he wants arranged for a Shivcha Kananis at the Ethiopian embassy, assuming that slavery was legal in Ethiopia. So factually, I don't think slavery was legal in Ethiopia in the 90s. And even if it was, whether the embassy is sovereign Ethiopian territory, leading to this, may be questionable as well. Then Minchas Yitzchak has the following suggestion, which you have in the handout here, Simen Mem Zayin Seif Yud. Maybe you could have the following Eitza. Simen Mem Zayin Os Yud. That have the following manavshach. That you should be Kona Anachris, who wants to become Jewish anyway, B'Taras Shifcha. And you'll be Mapil her L'Shem Avdus. And then she'll be Makabel Mitzvos, and she'll be Tovelos Hashem Geirus without the knowledge of the Adon, Bifnei Bezdin. So if the Avdus works, so then she's a Shivcha. If we'll argue that Dina Luchus Adina is an operative, and the Avdus could be Chal, so then she's a Shivcha Knanis, and the Geirus is meaningless. And if the Avdus isn't a Chal, so then the Geirus works. So that still won't solve the problem of the kids, because Al-Azadah, she's a Geirus, the kids will still be a Mamzerim. Unless, he says, maybe you could be Mekel, because anyway you have two Sveikos to work with. But he says, we never find any real precedent for doing this, and he's reluctant to suggest such a thing, l'maisa, absent any halachic historical precedent. Then he raises issues of harama, and maybe this is harama and adaraisa, if you're only doing it l'shem saving the mamzer. And then he raises the issue that there are micholim that this could lead to as well. He goes, how are you going to find a woman who really wants to be a sincere shifcha k'nanis? It's hard enough to find a sincere gioras, and you're going to take someone who doesn't really want to be Jewish, and then it could be a questionable status, so he doesn't think it's a good idea. Rav Sternbach does have the following suggestion, although he doesn't endorse the lemaisa either due to lack of precedent. Shuvas van hagas chelak aleph simen tavshin samach dalid. Chelak aleph simen tavshin samach dalid. He says, maybe you could argue that it's not such a problem of dina de melchus adina, because the reason that society has legislated against slavery is for the protection of the potentially enslaved. But in a situation where it's to her benefit, she wants to do this, there's no downside, then maybe even the dina de melchus would have no problem in allowing for such a shifchus. I'm not sure if you'd have to have carve out a legislation or how you would figure that out, but that's his suggestion, although again he's not willing to rely on that lemaisa. Rabbi Mendel Sendrovic, the Abbez in Milwaukee, is currently trying to get some buy-in for the following suggestion, which is very innovative. He's dealing with a case, unfortunately, of either a mamzer, or I would argue a suffix mamzer, of someone who was a Baal Tshuva, who was civilly married to a non-Jewish woman. They're both becoming more observant. She was interested in the gerus process. And toch hadvarim, they realized that this Jewish husband actually had a grandmother who had been previously married in a halachic chuppah v'kiddushin and did not receive a get, and then remarried his grandfather, and he is a product of that second marriage that resulted after not having a get from the first marriage. So let's, for argument's sake, assume that he's a mamzer. But here you have a pretty ready solution. He's already married to this woman who wants to be a gioras. So if she's Megari normally, you have a problem what to do with how you're going to have children. Okay, so maybe you could argue like Ramosha that they'll have children through IVF. But better than that, let's make her into a Shifcha Kananis. And then you're home free. Problem is, Dina the Mechusadina, we don't have the mechanism for doing that, so Rabbi Sendrovic has the following suggestion, which he's in the process of circulating to see if anyone agrees. Anytime you have a eved or a shifcha, there are really two kinyanim. There's a kinyan iser, and there's a kinyan mammon. The kinyan mammon is the chosha mishpat kinyan that I own this person as a slave. The kinyan iser is the halachic status, le'inyan, who the person is or is not allowed to marry. Also, le'inyan, the chiyuvei mitzvahs, what level of mitzvahs a shifcha and eved would be obligated in. Now, Dina the Melchus's consideration, the reason that slavery is prohibited is because of the Kenyan Mamon Shabo, not because of the Kenyan Issa Shabo. The government doesn't care whether you have the rights to someone or whether Klai Yisrael has the rights to someone to dictate who they're allowed to marry, who they're not allowed to marry, or what Chiyuvei Mitzvos they have. So Dina the Melchus's Dina's consideration is only as far as the Kenyan Mamon, not as far as the Kenyan Issa. The question is there a way of splitting the Kenyan Mamon and the Kenyan Iser? So there is such a mechanism after you already have a Shifcha. There's a din that we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avadim, which we usually think is not Salamaisa, so we skip it. Simon Reis Samosayin is right between Hilchos Mil and Hilchos Geiras, but whoever learns Simon Reis Samosayin. So we pass in Simon Reis Samosayin Sif Dalid, Hamafkir Avdo Yasel Lucheiras, Vitsarakesh Shechrar. So there's a mechanism of being Mafkir and Evid in the way that removes the Kenyan Mammon, but there's still a Kenyan Isser. You need to get Shechrar to remove the Kenyan Isser. So there is a mechanism for splitting the Kenyan Mammon, Kenyan Isser, after you acquire the Evet. Problem is, very good, but how do you acquire the Evet in the first place, Le'inyan Kenyan Mammon, that you can then be Mafkir, the Evet Le'inyan Kenyan Mammon? You don't have the mechanism because of Dina the Mechus Adina. So here he suggests that, no, maybe you could be Mafkir ahead of time. You'd be makir in such a way that the hefker will be chal al shem ha'asit. In general, you can't make a kinyan on a davar shelo ba la'olam. And here is davar shelo ba la'olam. Or it's ein b'shusa. You can't make a kinyan on davar shein b'shusa. It doesn't exist yet. So he argues, and I'll try to condense this in 2 minutes. He argues that the reason in general that you can't affect a kinyan on a davar she'ena v'rishusa or davar shelo ba'olam is because of a lack of smichas das. So here, you can't argue there's no smichas das because that's the whole plan to begin with. There's a calculation why you want to do it this way, because you have the mini of dina mechusa that would prevent you from going through the normal process of acquiring an eved. So you can't argue that there's no smichas das from the get-go, because that's the whole plan. The only way that you possibly could have such a kinyan would be if you're mafker ahead of time. So he argues that maybe it would be effective to be mafker it ahead of time, and then you have from the get-go a kinyan iser without a kinyan mamon. Rav Shechter wasn't so into this. He didn't think that you could really split the kinyan iser from the kinyan mamon meirosh. So this is a question in progress. If you have any other rayas, I'm sure I'll be happy to hear it. Okay.